Right now, you and I will discover one of Richmond's restaurants on Discovering Virginia on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. The Richmond region is being recognized by national publications as a foodie town. And the fact is that the restaurant scene in the Richmond area is exploding with fine dining and specialty locations. One intriguing restaurant is the Shore Dog Cafe in the Tuckahoe Shopping Center at the intersection of Ridge and Forest. Gibbs Moody and his wife created the Shore Dog Cafe, and Gibbs is here to talk to us. Gibbs, there are several other restaurants in the same shopping center as yours. There's a Cuban restaurant, there's a sub and pizza place, an Italian restaurant, and a grill. What makes your restaurant, the Shore Dog Cafe, unique?
Well, I think what makes our restaurant different is that, for one, we're the only one that's open for breakfast. We start early, and that's a function of a partnership that we decided to create with Lamplighter Roasting Company, which is one of the premier roasting companies at Richmond. They started in 2009 and have built a national reputation. We decided that coffee was very much needed in the west end of Richmond, and that particular coffee we thought would do well. So the genesis of our restaurant was coffee, and then since the Lamplighter coffee is a fair trade organic product, we wanted to try to carry that throughout our menu. So when we crafted our breakfast menu, it was with the idea that we would use farm fresh, cage-free organic eggs from places like Crater Farms, Davidovich Bagels from New York. So to your point, to your question, we wanted to be different. We wanted to offer something that hadn't been there before. So I think that's the short answer to your question.
The next question was going to be, did you see a gap? And your answer is yes, breakfast. There was no breakfast. But, of course, you're open for lunch, or you've been open for lunch for quite a while, and just recently you've opened for dinner. So you've had to craft a menu to compete with the other places that is different.
Well, to carry on that thought, what we have always strived for at Shore Dog Cafe is to fill that gap that you referred to. We did it at breakfast. We looked at what the available offerings were from other restaurants in the area for lunch. There seemed to be a lack of a really great salad assortment. Nobody was doing paninis, so that became our lunch offering, organic salads and a host of paninis. For dinner, what we saw is that, we have an Italian restaurant, we have a Cuban restaurant, we have a barbecue place, we have sort of a quintessential American restaurant over near Douglas Freeman, and another one over at the intersection of Three Chop and in Patterson. But what there wasn't was what I would call a middle of the fairway, really high quality American fine dining fare at a reasonable price. And so our dinner starts with a New York strip, $21 offering, marinated in rosemary and thyme with a blue cheese butter sauce. And that's a $21 offering. I think any place else in Richmond, you'd pay close to $30 for that same thing. And we carry out through the menu. I mean, the steak being at one end of the menu, we've got a vegan offering, which is a bombolini pasta with a brown sage butter sauce at the other end. That's a $14 offering. I mean, we feel like we've filled the gap with awesome product and really good pricing.
Gives you, you're a very good interviewer because you're answering the questions before I ask them, and that's really neat. I was going to ask, what did you want to serve on the menu, and you're telling me. You might describe what you offer. You just described dinner. You might describe breakfast and lunch. Let's start with breakfast.
Well, we have a range of offerings for breakfast. I mean, everything from a fruit bowl, fresh fruits that we source locally from places in Charlottesville or Ashland, and we add to that a Super Bowl, one of my favorites, which is it's a very healthy offering. It's quinoa, it's kale, sautéed tomatoes, and an egg, a little bit of Parmesan on top. We kind of run the gamut. We do bacon and eggs, we do omelets, we do New York bagels, literally par-baked in Brooklyn and shipped to us, and we finish them. They're described by our customers as some of the best in Richmond, and there is only one other place in Richmond, by the way. I'll put in a plug, even though I don't know these folks. that sells this bagel, and that's Pearlie's downtown. So it's, you know, between us and Pearlie's, I think we probably got one of the better bagels in Richmond.
Other than the bagels, you seem to take some pride in locally sourced food.
I do. We, you know, the whole motto of Shore Dog is we try to aim high. We want to source locally. We want to source organically if we can. Can't always afford to do that. And, you know, as a result of varying seasons during the year, we can't always source locally. But we try where we can. We get our produce where we from a local source. We get our pork belly and our chicken from Polyface Farms, which you may know. It's a Central Virginia, very high-end organic producer of protein. They sell all over the nation. You know, you mentioned San Francisco earlier. You know, from San Francisco to New York, you'll find their product, and we have their product in Shore Dog, and so that's what we try to do. We also, you know, from an employee perspective, we try to hire high on the employee side of things, and we try to create a wonderful environment for people.
I was going to ask that too. What kind of ambience did you want to project in Shore Dog Cafe?
Lou, that's a great question, because the ambience that we began with has evolved. What we initially wanted to do was create a very comfortable, family-oriented place where people from our local neighborhood would feel comfortable bringing their families. We have Tuckahoe Elementary School, which is a couple of hundred yards from where we are located, and there's a lot of young families in the neighborhood. So we wanted them to feel comfortable that they could come to Shore Dog. By the same token, empty nesters, people that are my age in their 50s and 60s or even older, you know, we wanted to make it attractive to them. So, you know, we came up with a color scheme of whites and grays and we tried to design it like sort of a beachy type art gallery, I guess if you will, but we didn't have a lot of art at the time. We've since added art, and in fact that's part of our ongoing interest, which is to promote local artists. We have art openings about every 2.5 months, and we're just very excited about sort of how the evolution is happening, and you know, 6 months from now we'll probably have something even different from what we have today.
There's not an elephant in the room, there's a dog in the room. Why Shore Dog Cafe? There's a story there.
Well, the Shore Dog of the Shore Dog Cafe was one of our family dogs. We have a place on the Eastern Shore of Virginia, and he was a Boykin Spaniel. His name was Mally, and Mally's no longer with us, but we affectionately referred to him as our Shore Dog. When we contemplated opening a restaurant in the shopping center, I had a working list of about 10 names. The Shore Dog Cafe was one of those names, and had no idea which of the names we were ultimately going to use. I have a friend that does logo work, and I sent him the list, and he came back with the logo, which has over Shore Dog, the little Boykin Spaniel walking on the letters, and as soon as I saw it, I knew that was the name that we were going to go with.
You're hearing from Gibbs Moody, who is the owner of the Shore Dog Cafe in the Tuckahoe Shopping Center, where Ridge and Forest meet. Now, Gibbs, this next question is not confrontational, but I really want the audience to get a feel for this. Your background is in banking. What made you think you could open a restaurant and be successful at it?
God, that is really the $64,000 question.
Literally your money.
Yeah. Well, no, it's probably more than $64,000. I mean, if truth be told, but the answer is, you know, one of the great cliches, proverbial cliches, is necessity is the mother of invention, and that really is true for me. My investment banking career took me to a lot of interesting places, and ultimately to Richmond, Virginia. I moved here in 2004 with my family, and I moved here to help a local group open up or start a new endeavor. And that endeavor worked very well for our group and the people that we were doing it for until 2012. And at that point, we were still doing well, but there was a philosophical change within the firm, and they shut us down. And at that point, I was 59 years old with a very specialized finance background, and I was faced with the choice of relocating with girls in middle school or finding something different to do in Richmond. And so I chose the latter, and Shore Dog is the result.
Again, you had to be a little braver. That was not your field of endeavor. That was not your training, really. You trained in the financial field.
I did. But you know what I did, Lou, was over the course of my career, I was an advisor to companies. I was an advisor to companies on strategy. How they could do whatever it was that they did, whether it was marketing or distribution or product development, to do it better. And ultimately, it all boiled down to a very simple concept. If you provide a great service and a great location and a great product, you have a very high probability of being successful. And so when we drove by this vacant storefront in a shopping center near to where we lived, It started to gnaw on me. Well, you know, maybe I could do something with a storefront. And, you know, my children were ice cream deprived growing up in this area. There was no place to get ice cream. So, you know, the first idea was, let's open an ice cream shop. And then, you know, as you're sitting around trying to decide what you're going to do in life, you spend a lot of time in coffee shops. Well, I probably have been to every coffee shop in Richmond. Along the way, I got to know the folks at Lamplighter Coffee. And so one thing led to another, and we decided to do Shore Dog. We decided to base it on Lamplighter Coffee, and you know, the rest is sort of history, I guess.
Well, again, not to be confrontational, but to get some understanding of what goes into the creation of a restaurant, whether it's you or anyone who wants to start a restaurant in the Richmond area. Being an advisor, you're not necessarily a chef. You're not a cook. You're not necessarily having a background in waiting tables. Or maybe you did when you were in college.
Well, I actually did do a little waiting tables, and I did a little bartending work as well. But your point's well taken. So the restaurant business is the single riskiest business, I think, in the world. The failure rate is something like 50% in the first 2 years, 80% in the first 3 years, and it's a tough business. It's tough from a labor perspective, because you have a lot of transient labor. Most of the people that are working at Shore Dog now are 22, 23, 24 years old, and we know they're not going to be there forever. They know they're not going to be there forever. It's a transient period of time for them. So finding labor is very difficult. Finding a product that satisfies the demands of the local customer base is a challenging endeavor. And then having a broad enough product offering and the ability to market that offering so that you're not dependent just upon that local neighborhood is probably the third biggest challenge. And, you know, it's one that we have been, I think, successfully evolving to over the last 4 or 5 months.
You started out, again, serving breakfast and lunch, and then you closed. Now, lately, you're open for dinner. That's a different menu. That takes a different skill, a different skill set in the kitchen.
Well, it does, and it requires a different ambience than we would provide for breakfast and lunch.
You're getting at the heart of what I'm asking.
Yes. The breakfast and lunch that we offer is a concept called casual upscale dining, where you as a consumer will come to our counter, you'll order your drink or your food, we'll give you a number, you'll go to your table and sit down, and we will serve you your food. At the end of your meal, we hope you'll take your plates and put them in the bus bin. Sometimes you won't, and we will happily pick them up. That has been what we've done at Shore Dog for the last year. When we contemplated doing dinner, which is something that I'm very, very excited about, just because it allows me to be a little more creative than simply, you know, a bagel and eggs and a cup of coffee. The thing that we focused on was, okay, well, we've been lucky enough to have a customer that comes to us for breakfast and lunch. What do we have to do to attract that customer to come back for dinner? And what we decided was that we needed to do a reset, a reboot of Shore Dog, if you will, at 5 o'clock. And, you know, change from the casual upscale dining to something that's closer to semi-formal. And the way that we do that, you know, we're set up as an art gallery. We've got art in both the front and the back halls of Shore Dog. There's track lighting on the art, and we rely on that track lighting for our dinner lighting. The lights above our coffee bar are turned off And so it creates an ambiance. We set the table. We use French linen. We, you know, we have wine and water glasses, and we have a very, very experienced wait staff. The wait staff during the day is, you know, as a casual wait staff. But the folks that we have serving our dinner have been at very full service restaurants. They know the menu. They know the wine offerings, and we're just very excited about it. We've only been doing it for 2 weeks, but I think it's a direction that we really want to go in and look forward to evolving it even further.
I'm enjoying talking to you, Gibbs, because you're talking about really creating two restaurants, the original Shore Dog that served breakfast and lunch, and now having to take on dinner, and you're talking about a different ambience, a different mindset in the kitchen, a different mindset in the front of the house with the wait staff. So you're really creating two restaurants in one place.
that is, in fact, exactly what we've done. I'm not sure that was by design, but it's just the right way to do it, we think.
You might give the address once again. I've talked to where it is in the Taco Shopping Center, but you might want to give the address and a website.
Well, the website is www.shoredogcafe.com. We're located in the Tuckahoe Shopping Center, which is at the intersection of Ridge and Forest Avenue. The actual address is 435 North Ridge Road in Henrico County.
What time do you open and what time do you close?
Well, we open at 7 o'clock on every day except for Sunday. We open at 8 for Sunday. We try to, you know, give ourselves a little bit of a break. And on Monday and Tuesdays, we close at 6. Kitchen is open until 6, so you can order breakfast all day long. Wednesdays through Saturdays, we're open until 9 o'clock. Dinner starts at 5:30, and on Sundays we close at 3. We do a nice brunch on Sundays, by the way. So, you know, even though we close early, we pack a lot into it.
Gibbs Moody is the owner of the Shore Dog Cafe and the creator of Shore Dog Cafe. You're listening to Discovering Virginia on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.